Today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2007, and this is Interdisc Material number 32. Doing it on a Tuesday because, well, Evan had to recover from a big game. And then yesterday I had a softball playoff game, you know, for work, and then the Eagles were on, so that was shot.
Yes.
So we're here on a Tuesday.
It's good to be here on Tuesday. It feels like a Tuesday.
Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
Seems to be the big news today is all about this taser incident.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when did this happen?
This happened yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because when it's Terry, I felt like, oh, somebody just found this video from 3 years ago.
Right. No. It happened yesterday, late afternoon, early evening, I think.
Okay.
And he was just speaking at UF.
Just because?
They've been trying to get him there for a while. And they had to postpone it for some reason before, and so they've had this on the books for a long time. And probably from when he was more influential and people cared about what he had to say.
Right.
But, yeah, so they had it in the University Auditorium, which is a building I'm very familiar with. And I found out about it first thing in this morning. My friend emailed it to me and said, you got to check out this YouTube video. And then I thought that was kind of crazy. And then, you know, of course, it was on, like, the local paper. And it was all over the student paper today. But then I couldn't believe that it got picked up so much. It was like the second most viewed story on CNN.com.
Yeah, I saw it and, like last night, and I just figured, all right, I'll check this out tomorrow.
Yeah. And then I got home this morning, and I put on news or this afternoon, and you know, Hardball was on. Chris Matthews had a talk about it for about 10 minutes. And it was on Lou Dobbs, so it's. I'm pretty proud that we've made national news.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, exactly. Don't talk at UF, otherwise you get tasered.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's pretty much seems to be the message. So, very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And Facebook groups have already started, and I know people who participated in the protest rally. So.
There's a protest for who are they even protesting?
They were protesting the police for tasering them.
Oh, okay.
None of them, I don't think, were tasered though. At the protest.
Yeah, probably a good move.
Tear gas? Yeah, probably smart. Yeah, exactly. It was actually rubber bullets.
Oh, good move, good move.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with this aftermath. But the whole Chris Matthews thing, they kind of tied it in with Sally Field getting the censorship at the Emmys when Fox cut away.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know this. Did you know, nor was I surprised really, but that... you know how Bush gave his speech last week, his primetime address?
Yes.
And all the networks covered it.
Yeah.
And then the Democrats give their rebuttal.
Yeah, I think
Fox
did it.
Was the only network that did not air the Democratic rebuttal.
Yes, I heard that.
But they're fair and balanced.
Of course.
So keep that under consideration.
Yeah, I always do. I always remind myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if I ever come in contact with Fox, I forget. So I need to remind myself.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, free speech, it's under attack. Who knows how long Internet material will remain on the
air. I know. Eventually someone will listen.
Yeah.
And may get offended.
The plug will be pulled.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the big news today.
Got it. So, and I just watched it a few minutes ago. I was behind on the excitement.
Yeah.
I've been distracted by other things. So, Evan did mention the Emmys real quick. And one thing I had issue with the Emmys this year was that very few of the awards went to who I thought deserved them.
Yes, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I watch a lot of TV.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I consider myself an expert, in fact.
Yeah.
And however, I don't watch Ugly Betty, so maybe that...
I don't either, but I still picked her to win because apparently everyone was, like, she was locked, I guess.
But things like Sopranos was terrible all year, yet.
But you knew they were going to win because it was last year.
Right, but, and just like Everybody Loves Raymond that one year won everything.
Right.
So what, next year they're going to give it to all the other...
Whoever, if your show's leaving and it's been successful, you locked up your Emmy.
That's ridiculous. Basically.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't understand.
Give them a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
But don't give him the best show.
That's right. I like that idea.
Yeah.
So that got me thinking that I need to have my own award show.
Mm-hmm.
And you had suggested it as well.
Oh,
I don't know if you were playing off of what I said or just had skimmed through.
I hadn't read what you said. That was a coincidence.
Okay. All right. It happens. So instead of it just being me, I've decided to open it up to the group.
And it, which, as it should be.
Yeah, because we need a voting panel.
Yeah, just like the Academy votes.
There's other opinions.
Yeah.
So, and then I threw it out there for a, we needed a name for the awards.
Right.
And I believe, did you come up with the dailies?
Oh, of course. I came through once again.
Okay. So, now, here's the question. Is that what, is the dailies, what are they going to be for?
The dailies can be, I view the dailies as a entertainment version of the Herbies.
Of the Herbie, oh.
From college football.
Oh, I see.
So, you know how the Herbies, he kind of, it's just, it's a awards for college football.
Right.
But
he covers the
all
major
realms,
ones.
All realms of college football.
He covers the important things like best player, best at each position, but he also
and then,
covers
and
the
and if he sees a
codes.
Category that doesn't exist, he just creates it because he sees a need for it.
And if he sees a winner or a top candidate, say, for a place to eat that doesn't exist,
he
may include it in the list.
Well, I just found out that that place does exist because I just met someone in Gainesville who works there.
Oh.
So,
you found out where it was then?
No.
Oh. Well, they worked the. That would be the second question.
Yeah, I didn't get that far. It's too expensive a place for me to eat, so I'm not really worried about it. But yeah, no. So I see the daily emails or the dailies, as a kind of comprehensive, you know, with a creative category.
Right.
Where
so
we
how
would all...
often would these come out?
Oh, I think it has to. I think it has to be once a year.
I think you need more than that.
Really? Twice a year?
I think you need like a spring and a fall or something like
a
that.
A spring and a fall. Well, it's getting more difficult now. The Emmys used to be very easy to do because there was a TV season.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing on in the summer, and then you gave the awards at the end of the summer for the previous year. Now you have all these shows that come and go as they please.
Yeah, yeah.
And the summertime is no longer a factor.
Right.
And so, they're good shows, too.
There's two questions with the dailies. It doesn't have to be the same categories in the spring and the fall.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So we clearly need to come up with some categories,
right.
Which that's going to require brainstorming.
Yeah.
But then the other thing that I have is what will the physical award look like?
That's an interesting question.
I feel
okay.
Like it should look like a mini desktop.
A mini desktop?
Well, not mini, but you know what I mean? It's a small award, but in the shape of a desktop. Because the dailies will be voted on by those of us who communicate through the daily email.
Not a computer like a whole desk.
No.
What?
Correct. Yeah. Like almost like a cubicle setting. Like the
like
trophy
a desk with a computer and a phone on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like that.
It's a possibility.
And the award name or the winner of the award can go on the nameplate on the desk.
On the desk. Or on, you know how in the cubicles they have the little slot on the cubicle itself?
Right. Well, I didn't think we were going to build a whole cubicle for the award.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess it'd be hard to read the name if it was on there. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll work it out.
Yeah. We'll send out some designs.
Yeah.
All right. And
do we have any designers
just
in our daily email?
Yeah, we have some artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the daily email. We're a melting pot.
That's right.
what is it called? A microcosm of American society.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, and to be clear, it's not just for TV.
No.
For anything we see fit.
Correct.
Including sports.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to take off.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. What I'm interested to see is I really want to make these awards and send them and see if anybody replies. I think that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then we're going to have to see how much we can produce these things for.
Well, this just got me excited. This gives me something to do during my planning period is come up with categories.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you have something to plan for now at school.
Well, I'm a second-year teacher now. I already know what I'm doing.
Everything's
done. I don't
have
to worry about
it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Evan, you came across something on page 2?
Yeah.
ESPN?
That's right.
All right. Set it
it's
up.
The rules, it's the rule, college football rules, and these are fan rules.
Right. Not like the rule book.
Right. Correct. These are rules for fans of college football.
Right.
In my opinion, college football is the biggest, most popular sport in America.
Oh,
I think it's more popular than the NFL.
I think it is.
And I agree
look
with that.
Look at Sunday. I didn't watch any football all day on Sunday.
No.
Because the Eagles weren't on the
college football is so much better.
College football, Saturday, like 12 hours plus for me.
Yeah,
I was home.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And I'll talk about that in a minute. But
exactly.
I watched a lot.
So there's these rules on page two they've come up with for the fans, and there's like 100 of them or something. But what page two is, they came up with 57. They wanted a full 100. So then they listed their initial 57, and then they opened it up to the public to come up with the remaining 43, which could have also been like additions or amendments to the mm-hmm. original 57. Okay? Good stuff on here. So, but we just want to, as a launching pad, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll discuss these first three, which are kind of intertwined.
Right.
And kind of set up the basis for the existence of a college football fan. Like,
right.
it's almost like
right.
step one.
Plus, I just opened the page a few minutes ago and have not read all of them.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this will give you
for
time
full
to
disclosure.
That. Yeah. Now, the rules are very long, so I won't read the whole, but I'll just give the gist of the rule.
Right.
Okay. So the first one is, as a college football fan, you have to pick one school, okay?
Are we talking football here?
This is college football.
Specifically football.
Specifically football, okay? Now, I'm just going to lay out the rule here, and then we can go back and forth on it. There's some things we might disagree with.
Okay.
Okay? So it says you got to pick one school that you may not be a fan of a conference, teams from a specific state, like, you know, I love all Florida University football,
mm-hmm.
University football, or college football in general. Nobody's a fan of college football in general, not even Lee Corso. You must, and I think what that means is you cannot be a fan of college football without having a rooting interest in a team.
And a team, right. You can watch and enjoy it all.
Right, but you can't just not
and
care.
And from week to week, you can root for different teams.
Yeah. You may not root for Harvard and Yale. Which basically is saying the same thing as, like, you may not root for your school or, like, any two rivals.
Right, right.
You may not root for any two rivals.
At this point, though, if you're only rooting for Harvard or Yale if you went or live there.
Correct. Which, I mean, who knows anybody like that?
No.
So, now, I want to get to these extenuating circumstances,
okay.
which they list here, okay? It says you may have up to three Division I-A rooting allegiances as
okay.
long as they meet the following criteria. Right, the first one is your birthplace or family school, okay, which I like and I agree with because that puts Penn State as an eligible rooting interest for me.
Yes.
Because I consider that my birthplace school.
Yeah, and there aren't any other
college no football,
football
school
schools around. We
except,
have
I mean,
basketball
Lehigh, but,
all over the place,
no.
but 1A football?
Right. 1A football, no. And I mean, let's be honest, Penn State was the only school, that's what we watched growing up.
Yep.
We were all going to go to Penn State.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So I'm good there, okay? It's called the almost alma mater, okay?
Yeah,
so if you started at school and then transferred away, you are still allowed to root for that original school you went to.
Okay.
I don't know anybody like that. So
like the chick from Texas.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. And then obviously the school that you graduated from.
Right.
Okay. Your spouse's school.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Now, yeah. No, this is not that you are required to root for them.
Okay.
It just says you're allowed to.
That makes sense.
You're allowed to, and it says especially if the program is vastly superior to your own or that your spouse cares a lot more than you do.
Okay.
So
I
that
think
would be like
I
if you went to
point,
if you went to Temple
yeah,
and you married someone who went to Penn State.
Right. I think the key point missing there is that it's okay as long as it's not in conference.
Well, I mean, I think expected that you wouldn't root for them.
Yeah.
Right? But that, you bring up an extra point. Case in point, let's say I marry a girl who went to Vanderbilt and doesn't really care that much about college football.
Mm-hmm.
She's technically in my conference.
Yeah, but Vanderbilt's not really a rival.
Well, you just said, though, what about
know,
if it's a conference? So that's why I'm shooting that theory in the foot.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then I think that was it.
There was a bandwagon one.
Oh, the bandwagon one. I think that was sarcastic, though. I don't think
yeah.
that really.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I agree with all those.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Well, I only have, out of all of those, the only one I have that qualifies would be Penn State, and they follow for A and C for my growing up school and the school I went to.
Right. Now, are there other schools that you would consider yourself to have an allegiance to?
I wouldn't say allegiance. But there's teams I specifically root for.
Right.
I root for Florida because there were all the Florida teams are always good.
Yeah.
And you have to have a rooting interest in one.
Right.
And Florida seemed to be the least had the least number of people in prison at the time when
yeah.
I was thinking about this. So I picked them, and then you wound up going there.
Right.
So I feel okay rooting for them.
And I feel okay with you rooting for them, too.
And
let's be careful. I mean, I think the whole idea is you're not a – it's not – I think what here is you're saying, these are only situations where you're allowed to call yourself a fan, meaning like
– Right.
When I think it's the whole idea when you start talking about yourself and them as we.
We, right. And I don't
right.
do that with Florida.
Right. But I'll tell you what, I do it with Penn State when I'm down here.
That's okay.
I do it with Penn State,
right.
especially with all these Southerners running around
right.
who don't appreciate Big Ten football.
I think a missing component is that you should have – you can have one team from each major conference. Maybe not that you're a huge fan of, but...
Again, but not one that you would say we to.
Right, right. But I'm still pushing the fan definition, making it a little
right.
more broad.
Right.
Than in, because I always root for Oregon in the Pac-10 for
yeah.
no particular reason at all, except I probably liked their uniforms when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I hate all the California teams and the Washington teams, so I was kind of out of luck.
It's by default.
Yeah. But, like, Big 12, I don't really have an interest. Big East... Well, that's just a disaster. I did root for Virginia Tech, but they're in the ACC now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something that, yeah, the definition is up there. But I,
yeah.
overall, the skeleton of the rule makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be rooting for, you're not a fan if you're rooting for Penn State and any other
Big Ten school.
Big Ten school, except maybe Northwestern.
Right.
But I don't know why you'd do that.
Now, this plays into, this. There's another rule later on down the road we won't get into now. That talks about if a team from your or a rival school makes it to the championship game.
Oh yeah,
and whether or not you're allowed to root for them in that kind
that
of
that one. Yeah, we will have
that's
much
a whole other
discussion,
discussion
on that.
Okay.
I have a lot to say on that subject.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Rule number two.
You want to read the second one?
All right. This plays off of the first one, or at
yes.
least the way I talked about the first one. These would
right.
connect is that your schools of allegiance must be in different conferences.
Right.
Which, like I said, you can't... Unless it's, like, the crappy team at the bottom of the conference every year that you have some relationship from that first rule.
Yeah.
Then you
saying.
Can root... It's like you said Vanderbilt. Okay, that one's
right.
fine. And I said Northwestern in the Big Ten.
Right.
If they're the ones always getting stomped on.
Right.
But for some reason, your wife went there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got to give yourself a chance to win.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see. So that makes sense.
So that one's fine.
Okay. And then... this last one. The three? Is that what you're
number
talking
three,
about?
Three, yes.
Well, the crux of really the most important part is the whole idea of the split jersey.
Well, it's that if any of your two teams, any of your
play
teams
each
play each other, you have to pick one. You can't
right.
be on the fence.
You can't be on the fence.
And be like, well, I win either way.
And that, I don't see how that, I don't see how anyone could do that anyway.
Right.
Or why you want to.
No.
I don't know any situation in which I would do that. Well, there is no situation in which I would do that.
Now, the closest it came was before I went to college, Temple played Penn State in the Sweet 16 of the in the basketball tournament.
In basketball, yeah.
Yeah, after Penn State had upset the UConn, or not UConn, UNC, who was the 2
yeah.
seed. And I rooted, I hadn't picked a school yet, and I was rooting for Temple in that game because they were the better team that year. They had a better chance to go all the way.
Right.
But I still picked one. I wasn't.
Yeah, you picked
on the
one.
Fence.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And but they what they show is isn't this Brady Quinn's sister?
Brady
here?
Quinn's sister, who is also getting married to AJ Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and she at the which bowl was that year?
That's the Fiesta Bowl.
That was the Fiesta.
When
she
Ohio
wore
State
the split jersey, and they showed her every 2 seconds that entire
yeah.
week. It was disgusting.
Well, now I have problems with this on multiple levels.
Right.
First, blood is thicker than water, my friend. Brother. I'm sorry.
That's true. Where
right?
did she go?
I don't know.
Well, that's an important factor, too.
You're saying if she went to Ohio State and that's how she met AJ Hawk?
Yeah. But when,
then,
and then when Notre Dame gets involved, people start talking about Jesus.
Then it's okay. Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Then I can see that. But if she did not go to Ohio State, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Now, I saw this at the Notre Dame-Penn State game. I saw a guy with a split jersey, Notre Dame and Penn State, and I immediately called you for an opinion.
Yes.
And you had some. You were saying it was okay for rivals, or you said it wasn't okay for rivals.
No, what I was saying was that it's understandable if it's a rival school and you have like a mom who has children going to each.
Right. Okay.
They're allowed to wear it.
Now, what happened
but
was I saw this
what
guy
I was
again.
Saying that right. that Notre Dame Penn State shirt shouldn't even exist.
Right.
Because
well, I'm sure it was custom
you guys
made.
Don't play each other.
Well, you
every
don't
year.
See these in the store. You're
well,
custom
right,
ordering
but,
these anyway.
Oh, either way, it yeah. shouldn't even be made.
Okay.
It should be reserved for
okay.
a house divide. When you see those bumper stickers, a house
right.
divided, you know, traditional
we have
rivals.
A house divided license plate
yes.
on my mom's car for Pitt and Penn State.
Right, and that's fine.
Yeah. Now, I saw this guy later as I was going in, and I saw the back of the jersey. And where the name goes, on the one side he had daughter, and the other side he had son.
Okay, so...
I guess I still don't see it.
I still don't see it. That would be like me making one, literally, like if you want to get technical about it, that would be like me making one that said, you know, one had Kentucky and the other one said Arizona State.
Right. Or if you're, you should get your parents a Florida / Providence.
Yeah, there you go. My sister goes to Providence, I go to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, what? That's not, I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense. Just because you guys have had some famous games.
Right. We only had played like 14 times or something.
Right, exactly. You're not traditional rivals, so it doesn't.
We did
doesn't
for
work.
A while. There was like 15 years where we played
yeah.
every year until
right.
we joined the Big Ten.
Right.
Now,
but now
if that
yeah.
wouldn't if that would have continued, we would be the only two big independent schools left.
Right.
That would be a huge rivalry this
sure.
day.
But sure.
we decided to go Big Ten and look at what that's done for us.
It's been great.
Yeah. It's just wonderful. Two Big Ten championships in 14 years.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. We will get back to that in the coming weeks as I get a chance to read through it. Let's see. What else do we have? Evan, you
yep.
at Florida, there was an attempt at a what doesn't have a name, but...
Well, they're calling it...
A blue out?
They're calling it a blue out.
They're calling
yeah.
it a blue out. Now, my suggestion when I heard this, because blue out sounds dumb... The best I could come up with was the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, no one liked that at all.
No? You
no.
suggested that and it got shot
I did,
down.
And I was shouted down
wow.
Mercilessly. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Over Blue Out beat that. Now, I can see if you can come up with something better. I'm not saying Blue Lagoon is the greatest thing ever.
The main argument was that it needs to be an action verb.
Action
we need
Lagoon is kind of weak.
Blue Lagoon somebody.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what they're
saying.
Are
you really blueing out anybody?
Well, yeah, we had a lot of blue in there.
Yeah,
there
I saw that. I also said that blue isn't really the popping sort of color you need for this thing.
Well, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Unless everyone's wearing the same blue shirt.
Right. There's a lot of variety of blue.
Exactly. So it was tough, but it was noticeable. It
yeah.
was noticeable.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, hey, 59 to 20, can't argue with the result.
No, no, you guys did all right.
Now, I will tell you this, and I haven't told you this yet.
Okay.
There is what appears to be a less organized movement for the Auburn game coming up in 2 weeks
uh-huh.
for a whiteout. And there's a Facebook group that has popped up with a couple thousand members and actually have as their Facebook picture the Penn State whiteout from against Notre Dame.
Wow.
As an example.
Do this.
And the reasoning behind that is Auburn's colors are a slightly different shade of orange and blue.
Okay.
And so they're very concerned about what that's going to look like in the stadium.
Okay.
And now, the reason I call this less organized is because the blue out was more organized because Urban Meyer called for it first on his Sunday show a week
okay.
before the game.
I was going to say, it wasn't
that
far
in
advance.
Well, yeah, it had some authenticity and
yeah.
some authority. You know,
yeah.
we do what Urban says.
Right. Well, I mean, the students have been doing it. For a few years now at Penn State, this was the first time the university sanctioned
We've never
the
even,
whole
right.
school.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Well, this is our first time to ever end it. Yeah. Urban said it, so we did it. Now, Urban's obviously not going to say anything for the Auburn game until the Ole Miss game's over.
Yeah, that's
clearly.
True.
So if he comes out, though, on Sunday and says whiteout,
okay.
you know, then we can really compare.
This could be great if you get a bunch of different colors and then Urban comes on every Sunday before a home game and it's like a big mystery which color is he going to pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully he'll save the blackout until it gets a little cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be brutal.
All right. Well, there's a lot of football on Saturday. So,
yeah.
And the Penn State game was on Big Ten Network. So I was out of luck. I had to listen to the radio.
Oh, right.
But then 3:30 came about, and there was too much. You had Ohio State, Washington, and Michigan, Notre Dame, and you had Florida, Tennessee, plus the Phillies game wasn't over yet. So I had to quickly get things together and finally bust out my old TV from the high school and college days and set it up next to my HD TV in my room. Now, you think this is a great idea. I forgot about one important issue, is that both TVs are made by the same manufacturer.
So what does that do?
That means that whenever I press the power button, volume button, or channel button, both TVs respond.
Wow.
So that was a little, took some getting
used to. Yeah, that would be a little annoying.
I had to block the signal coming out of the remote based on which TV I needed to do something to.
Right.
So it was rough.
I can see you doing that.
First week, it was successful. I did need a third TV, though. I picked, Florida was on the back burner, I'm sorry to say.
Wow.
For the beginning. Because I kind of knew the Michigan-Notre Dame game would probably get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you
I wanted
watch
to
it while
see
it,
and because Notre Dame in the first quarter may have been the worst team I've ever seen. They had 5 fumbles. They couldn't complete a snap. It was awful. So then the Phillies got on for a little, and then the Florida was put on, and then Florida jumped to the main TV once Ohio State went off in the third quarter.
Gotcha.
So that's how that worked. And then later in the night, I watched the, you know, Arkansas-Alabama game, which is crazy. And then I'm watching, you know, on the bottom line that this Louisville-Kentucky game is close. But it's only on ESPN Classic.
Now, oh. Well, I get ESPN Classic.
Well, see, this is my problem, is that ESPN Classic I can get on my HD TV, but not through my cable box. It's a little complicated. They send it to the house, but they don't actually acknowledge that we get it.
Right.
But with my HD tuner, I can pick it up. So I had to rerun. I had to run the wire again into my TV so I could watch that the end of that game.
That was a good game.
And that was well worth it.
That was a good game. And did you see the end of the Alabama-Arkansas game?
Of course. That was right before that.
I thought Arkansas kind of got screwed a little bit there with some calls, pass interference calls.
They were
not
close.
The first one was not pass interference. The second one, when they actually scored, that was.
Right.
But I was very happy because I picked Alabama.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
So, anyway.
All right.
But it was quite a weekend of college football, that's for sure.
So, speaking of the picks, at first I wanted to mention that in Ice Cream Helmet Pick'em, Evan was the only person to pick Boston College.
That's right.
And you wagered all 10 of your points.
And I was right.
And you got it right.
Yeah.
And I finally had a positive week, so I'm close to climbing out of the basement.
Yeah.
These wager points are really killing me.
That brought me back into... I'm in the middle of the pack now. That brought me back
into reality. It's all about the wager points.
It really is. You like. I should get bonus points for that, for being the only one to do that.
But you got 10 points.
Okay.
What else? People got demolished this week. Who picked like Penn State for 10 points? Or I like to spread mine out. I can't put them all in one basket.
I like it. I like the rush.
Yeah. All right. So the InterDisc picks for last week, where I had them up. We had we both picked Washington over Ohio State.
And, that worked out well.
Well, Washington could have been in that game, but they dropped so many interceptions.
Well,
Ohio State can't be beaten.
That was my push. For that pick, I think it was really... Because weren't you on the fence about it?
No, I picked first, and then you were upset.
Oh, that's right.
That I stole your thunder.
Yeah, okay.
For some reason, I picked Notre Dame.
That was stupid.
You picked Michigan, got the point. I picked Arkansas, and you had Alabama.
Because I know more about the SEC.
Yeah, you got the point there. We both picked Georgia Tech.
I thought I picked Boston College. No, I picked them to win the...
You picked them against the spread.
Right. Oh, but I picked Georgia Tech to win.
Right.
Damn, see, I was rooting for BC as if I had picked them.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Florida State beat Colorado, and we both had Colorado.
That was me.
Yeah.
urging you, pushing you to do that. Yeah, sorry about that.
So you went 2-3 for the week, pushing you to 7-8, and
under 500.
I went 0-5 for the week.
No.
I'm gonna have to go into the archives to see if that happened last year. Good chance it didn't. Good chance it didn't.
So what are you, 5-10?
I am 5-10. So you've jumped out to a 2-game lead.
Awesome.
So let's see what we got this week.
We're really impressive.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Last year we were dominating.
We're not even picking against the spread.
No, no.
It's just shut up. All right.
Well, we're picking closer games, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We're getting riskier. All right. First up, Thursday, 7:30, Miami at Texas A&M. What is with Miami's difficult schedule?
Yeah, I don't know when that started.
Yeah.
But,
did Coker do that on his way out the door?
Yeah, it must have been. It sounds like kind of like a middle finger to
yeah.
UM. But, it doesn't get, you know, Miami comes to Florida the second game of next year.
Really?
Yeah, Miami at Florida.
That's
so
been a
be,
while, hasn't it?
They played my junior year.
Okay.
And we got killed.
Yeah.
But anyway. Am I going first?
Yeah,
guess I'm
you,
going first.
You go first.
Well, I've looked at both. Not played a soul this year so far. Their
A&M.
Schedule's
yeah.
soft. And Miami did not, they got, whooped by Oklahoma. And then they beat whoever, some bad FIU.
They beat FIU, yeah.
For, infamous for fighting them. 23-9.
And FIU's terrible.
Yeah. Now, yeah,
they have the
FIU,
longest losing streak.
Don't confuse FIU with FAU,
no.
who took out Minnesota.
Yeah, FIU has the longest losing streak in the country. Now
right.
Duke won.
So I'm going to go ahead and pick A&M. I like them at home, and I like their little Aggie call on the Friday night before.
The Aggie call? I'm not familiar
yeah,
with
you know
the
how
Aggie
they get
call.
Together on Friday nights and they do the call?
Yeah. And they
and
usually,
then all the guys kiss the girls?
They usually have the best... red out or whatever they call their color.
Whatever they do
maroon
that.
Maroon out
yeah.
or...
Sure.
Yeah.
Maroon out.
Something like that.
Okay.
I'm going with
yeah.
Texas A&M as well because Miami hasn't shown anything. And A&M's 3-0 even though they haven't beat anybody. But they've handled everybody. Well, no, wait. What is this Fresno State game?
Hey, Fresno State's not bad.
47-45. Still. You got to go with A&M.
Yeah, I'm going, yeah.
Next up, Saturday, 3:30.
Think
that?
About the second.
What?
Even 5 years ago, would you have ever thought you would say you got to go with A&M over Miami?
A&M's all, yeah, I guess not. A&M's always yeah. been, there in the middle.
Yeah, but
six
it
out
just
of 12.
Speaks to how far Miami has fallen.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Saturday, 3:30, Penn State at Michigan. This is
mine. Your territory.
This is mine. Now, I was at this game 2 years ago.
I remember.
Very sad when we lost to the last second because Lloyd Carr runs the clock. That qualifies for some of the rules.
Yeah.
All other teams in your conference cheat.
Yeah.
Now, Michigan, 38-0 over Notre Dame to me means nothing. Basically, they gave them the first 20 points in that first quarter.
Right.
By just handing them the ball. Clawson might as well have just gone back and handed the ball to him. Did you see the Notre Dame or NDSPN or whatever, where they mocked up the ESPN front page with Notre Dame, and it's like
no,
Casey,
I didn't.
Yeah, Casey Clawson. There's like the sideline news headlines, and it's like Casey Clawson says, "I was always Dad's favorite," and there's a bunch of random things making fun of Notre Dame players. And a
lot
fans.
Of Notre Dame bashing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and
right
Charlie
now.
Weiss to start a QB this week, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I think Henny practiced today for Michigan because he didn't play last week because their quarterback didn't look that great. He still looked better
yeah.
than Clawson, but that's not saying anything. So nobody knows if Henny's playing or not. The line is only 2.5 because nobody knows what's going to happen.
People still don't feel they've seen what Michigan really is.
Right. And Penn State's played possibly three of the worst teams in the country.
Yeah.
FIU and Notre Dame, definitely. Buffalo's a little better than expected. But still not great. But I think Penn State defense can handle this Michigan offense, even with Henny. I mean, we know we can contain Hart, and whoever's going to throw it up, our secondary's good. So I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about our offense getting rolling on this team. Because the teams that have beat them have been the spread it out, run the option, you know, five wide.
Which you are not.
Which we are not. We have the receivers to do it. We don't.
Yeah.
We have the QB who could get it to him too. I wouldn't be surprised if they busted that out a little bit.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
So there's no choice though. I'm picking Penn State.
Okay. Let me tell you this. I'm picking Penn State. Not only that, anytime we do this the rest of the year, I'm picking Penn State every time.
What if they get destroyed?
No. I don't care. I'm sticking with Penn State.
You're thinking do you want a Penn State Florida national title game?
Were you knocking on wood as you said that? Because I'm doing it right now for you. And
did you see SI put out their bowl projections today again?
I didn't look at them.
All right, they had us both in BCS bowls as like the at-larges.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because they're thinking LSU will get the SEC.
And I think they're not sure about Penn State, Ohio State. But we weren't in the same bowl.
Yeah. Well, we were in the Sugar Bowl. You guys were in the...
We're in, like,
I don't know what you
Fiesta or something.
Yeah. Well, I would love to see a Penn State-Florida national championship game.
Any bowl game if I'd like to see between the two teams.
I'm saying if that happened...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Which, it's... I mean, USC could lose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got Oregon. They got, you know, Cal to play. I'm not worried about the Big East. I think they'll all beat each other.
Right. Louisville's already done.
Obviously, the ACC is not in play.
No.
And it's really just Oklahoma that I think could mess that up. I think Oklahoma has a pretty good chance of running
but
the table.
Texas
but
is still good.
They're all right.
Again, especially against Oklahoma.
They barely beat UCF.
But when they play Oklahoma.
We'll be fired up, yeah. So anyway... if that happened, I mean, first of all, it's no question. Everyone from the whole Orange Bowl crowd would have to come down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, that wouldn't even be up for discussion.
No, no.
I would definitely make it there. I don't care what it does to my bank account.
Yeah.
It's in New Orleans.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Isn't it? I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, get out of town.
Man. Now, here's, I don't know if this is a ruling, but can you have a tailgate between rival schools?
I have seen it done.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I haven't seen it. No, let me rephrase. I rarely see that between rival schools.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen it between schools that happen to be playing each other, but like in a bowl game, for example.
Right.
They're not traditional rivals.
Right. And it's not at either place's home.
Exactly.
A neutral
so
site.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Right. Okay.
However, there are a few friends that I have that I probably would not invite.
Oh yeah, I can foresee some issues.
They probably
it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So anyway,
okay.
All right.
Next up, Saturday, 6 o'clock, Arkansas at Kentucky. This is all you.
Good game. I'll tell you what, I'm still down on Arkansas. Okay, I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. Kentucky had that big momentum.
Yeah.
Coming back to beat Louisville. It's at Kentucky. I'm taking Kentucky.
Okay. Louisville has no defense, as we've proven.
Right.
The last 2 weeks. And Arkansas put up a fight against Alabama. Well, they had that Alabama game. They just let it slip away.
Well, Alabama had that Alabama game, too.
That's true. That's true. So,
yeah.
So I really... See, I'm still in the feeling that Kentucky is a basketball school. They have to prove me wrong, so I have to go with Arkansas. Again, even though they burned me last week, this is their last shot.
This will be very interesting.
And I hope they know.
Yeah. Well, after Houston Nutt's reaction...
That's true. I could tell the way he clapped that he really pumps
he
up
was
the
like,
squad.
I couldn't tell if he was a mad scientist or a homosexual thespian.
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle between the two. I'm not sure. Yeah, okay.
All right, next up. Saturday, 7:45, Bama at Georgia.
Mm. Good game. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Really?
Yeah, I do. They're big rivals. And UGA, you know, lost to South Carolina. I don't remember who they were playing last week, but I think it was close. And Bama, you know?
Georgia played Western Carolina last week.
And they were losing 3-0 before.
Well, they won 45-16.
But they were losing 3-0.
I think they recovered from that 3-0.
Okay, I'm just saying. So, but it's at Georgia.
Yeah.
And I've thought about picking Bama here, but I just don't. Oh man, I think it's gonna be close. But I can definitely see Bama winning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna stick with the home team.
Okay.
But I will not be surprised if Bama wins.
Okay. I'm going road again.
All right.
Bama's got the run last week, and I don't trust Georgia these last few years.
They
don't come up big in the big games.
No.
And they blew that game against South Carolina.
Yeah.
So, they don't score. That's the problem with these Georgia games, though. They're always low scoring. So,
and anything can happen.
They can hang around to the end, and then something will fall their way. All right. Last up Saturday, 10-15 game. These 10-15 games are killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me. Washington at UCLA. Since you had three others, I'll take this one.
Okay.
I thought Washington looked good in the first half against Ohio State. And I'm sure you're a big fan of Locker, the Washington QB, because he is referred to as the West Coast Tebow.
Yeah, I heard that.
And,
which is bull.
Yeah, well,
there
I mean...
No, there's no West Coast
No,
Tebow.
He's not nearly as good, but he plays the same style.
Yeah, well, he tries.
He drops the shoulders and runs forward.
Yeah.
He doesn't slide.
And
he should probably learn how to slide.
MJ, right.
But what's that?
I said Kobe's the next MJ, too, right?
I didn't say... no.
Right?
Yeah.
No, exactly. No.
I'm saying they have a similar style.
All right. I understand.
I said on TV they're calling him.
I know.
I'm saying...
Okay.
So, anyway.
You knew what that kind of reaction you were going to get out of me when you
said
that.
Yeah, I know. So they look good, and UCLA got demolished by Utah. It wasn't even fair.
Yeah.
I think it was at Utah. I'm still confused why some of these teams are traveling. Why is UCLA going to Utah? Why is Texas going to UCF? But Mac Brown said he's not opening another stadium.
No. Well, UCF paid him a hell of a lot of money to come.
Okay.
Because they wanted a big game for their first game in the new stadium.
Gotcha. They almost had a historic game.
Yeah.
So, I'm going Washington, which I'm a little concerned about my four away team picks, but I like Washington this year.
All right. I am also picking Washington. Okay. I like Ty Willingham.
I do too.
I think UCLA is going to have a tough time bouncing back. And, I'm picking Washington. So we're only different on these two SEC games, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. And we all know who knows the SEC better.
I know, I'm a little concerned.
So, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Heisman. I mixed it up a little bit.
I mixed it up as well.
Start number three.
I don't remember who I had last week at all.
I'm looking it up. Last week you had Brennan Rice Kelly.
I have a completely different
Okay,
theory.
And I had McFadden, Brom, Hart, and I only kept one.
Okay. Let's go three up.
Okay, here's your three.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Number three?
Uh-huh.
Tim Tebow.
I like it.
Now, he's only a sophomore, and they don't give Heismans to people unless you're junior or senior. But he's going to come close. He's got to be in the discussion.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If he keeps playing like this,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I will tell you this. He and Percy Harvin are going to be my front runners for the Heisman at the start of next year.
Okay.
Next year they're both juniors, and here's what I predict for them: staying healthy, God willing. Okay. I see them as doing a Bush Leinart thing, where they come back for they play junior and senior year. Okay.
To win the titles.
And one gets. The Heisman one year and the other gets it.
I see.
That's what I see happening.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. My number three is Slayton. Moving him back onto the list. Just because nobody's really jumping out here in this Heisman race.
No.
As of yet.
Okay.
So we're going with solid at this point.
Okay. Solid. Not a bad idea.
All right.
My number two is I'm bringing D-Mac back.
Okay.
Okay. Even though in that loss he played very well. And everyone, the writers love him. So,
yeah, that's the thing about getting points in this.
Yeah.
My number two, you may have heard about him a little bit a few minutes ago. His name's Tim Tebow.
Good.
And, he looked ridiculously good. Tennessee got destroyed.
Yeah.
But it did happen. Like, Florida went up a little, and then Tennessee came back.
Yeah.
Florida went up again, Tennessee came back, and then Florida ran away.
And then Florida said enough of this.
Yeah. we're done toying with you, Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. It really did. At the game, it just looked like they were doing whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it looked like on plays when they didn't gain a lot of yardage, it was almost like they threw it in there just to practice it, just to see what would happen. And then when they wanted to score, they would just say, okay, now we're going to throw it.
Right.
Deep. So, yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, all right. Number one, I'm bringing back an old favorite, Brian Brohm.
Nice.
And I'm bringing it back for one specific reason.
Okay.
At the end of that Kentucky game, when he was he had like 10 seconds left or whatever.
Yep.
That guy threw a laser.
That almost...
In the air, about 50 yards in the air. No, it was an incomplete pass.
Okay. Well, because I know, I've seen a few of those bombs that have been tipped back and caught. I wasn't sure if that was one of them.
No, but I mean, it was a laser beam.
Yeah.
Line drive, at least 50 yards in the air.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe...
He still had a good game, it's just they can't... He needs to learn how to play defense.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
Yeah, we need to stick him in
that
safety.
That guy's got an arm, like...
Yeah.
That was crazy. So, yeah, I'm bringing him back.
Okay. All right, I'm still McFadden number one.
Good.
Cool. Conferences?
I'm keeping USC.
I'm keeping USC.
I'm keeping Oklahoma.
As am I.
I'm keeping Penn State.
Yes.
Now I have three changes on the others.
Three changes. I have one change. As I usually follow you, I am now on the Boston College bandwagon.
All right, I also moved to Boston College.
Well, you were at Boston College last week.
Oh, then I kept them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said I was going to change it, but I didn't. I'm keeping
no,
them.
Yeah.
You... Oh, no, I said whoever won that game I'm going to pick, right?
No, you said it was going to be the opposite.
Oh.
You said whoever wins the game is going to lose the conference championship game.
Oh, well, I changed my mind.
Okay, it's fine.
Boston College, I'm going to pick. Mostly because I thought
it
I had picked
convincing.
Boston College before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right. And SEC, I've gone back to UF.
Good move.
I went to LSU for a week. I've gone back to UF. And Big East.
Yes.
Yet another new contender. I'm bringing in USF.
Interesting.
I'm bringing in USF.
Interesting. Well, they almost won it 2 years ago.
They did almost win it 2 years ago, and they beat Auburn, which has watered down my pit because Auburn apparently is not very good.
They're not very good, no.
But still, it's an SEC school at an SEC school.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Louisville's already lost,
mm-hmm.
although that wasn't a conference loss.
Still, it shows weakness.
It shows weakness. And USF has a very good quarterback. And, you know, you never know. With that Louisville, West Virginia, Rutgers, and USF,
they'll play each other.
They all play each other. You know,
it's the great thing about a 17 conference.
Yeah, anyone can emerge out of that.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sticking with West Virginia.
Okay.
I'm not. USF bandwagon's going to take a while. I don't know if I'm going to follow you on that one. That's our only difference this week. But we're getting into conference play time, so things are going to start shaking.
Things will emerge.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I got for the week. Did you play any bar basketball?
No, it was Gainesville was insane. You couldn't move in the bars.
For Tennessee.
There was absolutely no room
more,
for
more
that,
crowd
yeah.
than there was for the Western
yeah,
Kentucky
Yeah, for Western
game.
Kentucky. Yeah, the crowd
Shocking.
Was a little bit larger.
Shocking.
So, yeah, none of that. All right. I do have news.
Okay.
I have found a softball team in a softball league that is for people who are under 30 years old.
Nice.
Which has been a struggle for me. Every league I've found, you have to be over 30 or 40 or 50.
When do
so,
they? Well, I guess Florida, it doesn't matter when the league starts.
No, it doesn't. We start in October.
Okay. The only trouble you have is daylight. Yeah. Because we're starting
I think we play on fields with lights.
What?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, baseball's huge down here, man. People
yeah,
love baseball.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about it, so I'll give you updates. I've heard that my team is not very good. I talked to the girl, and she said, she asked if I was interested. I said, of course, I've been trying to find a league. It's a co-ed league.
Okay.
And she said, oh, okay, well, we're always looking, we know we need players.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, you count me in. And she said, I kind of said, well, you know, I've played baseball since I was five, and then blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, so you've been playing, you played in high school? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, are you really competitive? Because we're not very good. And I just said, well, I am competitive, but it's not like I get angry
or
throw a temper tantrum if we lose. So you don't have to worry about that. So it'll be interesting to see. And I don't even know what kind of league it is or anything. I think it might be like a church league.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I got to watch my mouth on the field.
Oh, nah, I'm sure it doesn't matter. You know those church people when they get on the
well,
field.
Especially if they're Catholic. That'll be fine. So.
All right. When's the next trip to Gainesville?
Auburn.
Auburn.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
For the whiteout.
Nice.
Yeah.
I am... next week, I'm going to be putting the full pressure on the Ohio State, Penn State ticket search.
Good.
I figured this weekend is sort of a make or break. Tickets aren't going to get any more expensive as a result of this week.
They could get less,
depending on the performance. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see how that goes.
Alrighty.
All right. Until next week, check out Ice Cream Helmet, Borderline Fantastic, all that good stuff. We'll see you.